Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Well done, legend. Well done.
What a way to end the week.
Oh, we had it all. We had it all.
We had drama.
Why do we sing all the time? It's so annoying. I get annoyed when I hear it. Like, I don't need to sing.
I always sing.
I know.
Do you know Mill from Bay does breakfast?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She heard me sing the other day and has offered that once we're allowed friends over again, invited me over for a karaoke session.
The two of you.
Well, she said it's an office thing, and I said, "Mill, don't kid yourself. We're not giving the mics up for anyone. It's just you and I."
She's a big singer too, isn't
yeah.
she? Well, good on you. Okay, so what did we do? Well, Isaac Turner, did he turn up?
Well, you're going to have to wait and listen.
Oh, God.
It's a mystery, that man. What we did find out is that we are working with someone very exclusive.
Very wealthy, aren't they?
Whew.
If you missed the story, someone's yacht washed up on Eastern Beach.
And we thought that's not very relatable. Turns out for one of our newsreaders,
it is
very relatable indeed.
Incredible stuff. Also, your shower thoughts, some weird things that have gone through. Got to talk about the wind chimes.
Oh,
I can't believe how this has gained more traction. It has. It's gone huge.
You laughed at me, you scoffed at me, and now you're on board.
Well, I have to be. There's a difference. You can't. I'm a man of my word. I said if you get five people call up and say, yep, let's do it,
yep,
I'll jump on. I didn't think that anyone would care.
Turns out,
or listen to the show.
The councillors care.
Yeah, that's so true.
This is huge.
This could be really big. Well, you'll find out.
Yeah, and do you know what? If you're listening to this and you have feelings about wind chimes, hit us up because we're campaigning now, so we want to speak for everyone.
You can catch out the podcast right now.
I've let everyone know this week how I feel about wind chimes.
Absolutely, you have.
And I don't feel great about them. No, well, they're keeping me up. I'm getting bloody tired. I come to work. I'm normally in a chipper mood. These things are bringing me down, and I'm nearly broken because of it. I want them gone. Yes, I put it to the people. They agree, Josh.
That's
now
true.
You're on board because of that.
Well, I'm forced to be on board. Absolutely. Got to support you in everything you do. And I can't believe we've gone this far, but we've got a counsellor from the Greater Geelong area, Kylie Grisbeck. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Now, Kylie, before we get into it, just want to get your individual thoughts on wind chimes. Where do you stand? Are you a fan of the wind chime?
I'm not personally a fan, but, you know, everybody has their own way of doing things.
That's good to know. I'll put you down on the petition because you may not know this, Kylie. I have launched a campaign. I am hoping to get rid of the wind chimes completely, or at least have them on an hourly base. You can have them between 9 to 5 and that's it.
I love it. You'd have to take them in and out of outside. I love it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So, Councillor Kylie, how do we go about something like that? What do we have to do to obviously take it before council and even council consider it?
Well, you've obviously done the right step. First of all, you've created people that have got a like interest, you know, the people that don't like wind chimes. You've created a campaign. That's the first big hurdle, getting people to on board.
Yeah.
Next one is around get a petition. Now, give it to your local council. Give it because they control the local laws, which is noise and, you know, other things.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. Submit it to your council and then you can go and ask questions at question time of council officers to make sure they understand what your views are.
As your time as a councillor then, Kylie, have you ever heard questions be asked about the wind chimes and when they're going to be gone?
I haven't heard of it personally, no, not at all. But, hey, there's always a first time and we're open to hear everything. You know, if it really disturbs you that much, this is a good option.
Do you just think she's a crazy person, Kylie? Because, you know, I'm starting to think it is.
No, look, I do have a bit of sympathy for, you know, there's nothing worse than outside your bedroom window hearing that all day or all night, right?
Exactly. It's on par. I've said this before. It is on par with mowing your lawn too early. That's the same thing. The wind chimes don't stop. They continually go.
Is that like a barking dog, really, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, you're giving me so many ideas to run with this campaign. You did say you need a launch for a petition. In terms of numbers, how many numbers do you reckon I would need for them to actually take me serious?
Well, I think that you've got to have maybe 100 or so. I think that's a fairly proportion of the community.
100 people.
100 people, easy.
That.
Well, Kylie, you said you don't like them, so you can be one of them, can't you?
Love it.
That's a no. That's a no. Kylie, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. We know you're a busy person, but thanks for letting us know what we need to do.
No problem. Love your show, guys. Talk to you soon.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
A lot of people returned to the office this week.
They did. Well, that 25% or 10 people, whatever the...
Yeah, the select
more of the
few.
Two was. Yeah.
It's good to see who's the chosen ones of the office. but with that came, which we do love, an all-star female.
I know, quick too. Well, I guess only took 4 days.
Yeah, this is the subject. I didn't want to do this, but ... Love so it. You know something good's about to happen. It goes on. For the love of all things holy, can you please rinse your dishes prior to putting them in the dishwasher? And it goes on. And it ends with saying, also, if your food has been in the fridge so long that it's creating its own ecosystem, the food and the container are being bin. Okay, I'm done.
It was quietly aggressive.
It was, yeah.
But you know what? I've got to agree with the person that sent it.
Because 100%.
We have a dishwasher. It's we not do. Like you even have to wash the dishes, really.
And we're very lucky. We have two microwaves.
Yeah, we do.
We're very lucky. There's a little like oven thing. I've never seen someone use it. You know that thing on the bench?
Mm.
But we got like a pie warmer.
Yeah.
Spoilt for what we have in our kitchen. But the way some people treat it, ridiculous.
Talking about this today, though, you never see them do it, though.
No.
You never see someone leave the dishes there.
Exactly. And they always claim, I didn't do it. But there is someone doing it.
Talking about like bad habits at the workplace, would you rather be the person that left their dishes in the sink? Unclean?
Yep.
Or would you rather be the person with smelly lunch in the office? Because no one knows you're doing the dishes, but everyone knows it's your lunch that's gone off.
See, I think I'd rather be the lunch person because at least a few gags come from that. Why you hate to be that dishes person. So would you rather be the dishes person or would you rather be the person who leaves the toilet roll empty in the cubicle?
I hate when people do that.
I mean, there's toilet rolls next to you. Just bloody... fill it up. It's not that hard.
Oh, I don't want to talk too much about the toilets in this workplace, but would you rather be the person that doesn't redo the roll or doesn't clean up after themselves in the toilet? Because I'm telling you.
Going back onto how we never see people do that. You never see people doing that, okay. But it puts you in a bloody awkward situation. If you walk into the cubicles and there is a little skitty on the bowl and you have to weigh up going, am I now going to clean up after someone else who is a grown adult hasn't cleaned up after them, or do I leave it and then they assume it's me?
Yeah, if someone walks in after you, you're like, you have to say it. Yeah. I didn't do it.
Now, Herbie's left the turn, you know?
Yeah. Which I wouldn't be surprised though. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Herbie and Josh.
On K-Rock 955. Herbie and Josh's. Our three wins the series.
Three-pointer.
He got the shot off. Oh, my God.
Superstar Isaac Turner.
I really enjoy playing with you guys.
We've subbed out Isaac Turner, Herbie.
He's on the bench.
He's on the bench.
He won't be on the bench though this weekend. Double header for the Geelong Supercats.
Yeah, I wish he could go along. He can't, unfortunately, at the moment.
That's all right. Build up to it. But instead, we've had to replace him. This guy is a superstar in his own world.
Well, he made this opener, which is our favourite of all time.
It is,
and
indeed.
All the gear that you hear on K-Rock, he just puts together. He's a magician.
He's the wizard. He's the pots and pans.
He is Matty from production. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
How are you? After that big build-up, yep.
There he is.
All right.
The humble man himself.
So I'll explain the game to you, Matty. So how this works is I'll read out a category.
Yep.
I'll give you a letter to do with that category.
Yep.
And you just have to blurt out an answer as quickly as you can. You've got to beat Herbie to it.
Yep.
It's first to 3 points. That's why it's called the three-pointer.
Yep.
You a fan of basketball?
Yeah, love it.
Okay, this could be interesting.
Are the answers written on your screen, though? So if I sort of look around hard enough, can I?
Well, there's no answers.
Okay.
There's just questions.
Because
it's up to you.
And I'll be honest with you. Sometimes Josh really only wants one answer, and it's an obscure answer, too.
So I reckon you might do well here, actually, Matty.
All right.
Here we go. First question. All right. Things at a circus starting with L.
Lion.
Oh.
I was thinking elephant.
Watch it, Matty. Well done.
That's why I didn't say it. It's not right. Okay.
All right. Things you would replace starting with C.
Car battery.
Oh.
Yeah, you would.
Jeez, you bounced back there, mate. That's the aggression too.
I'm firing out.
One apiece. I'm loving this.
I'm intimidated.
We all are. We all are. We all just have to smile and nod when the heavy's around. I'll be honest. Okay. She's coming. All right, everyone be in a good mood.
All right, here we go. Words associated with exercise starting with B.
Basketball.
Oh.
Jeez, so do I.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Bowling?
Yeah, I yeah. did. Yeah.
Great sport.
Could you call that a sport?
You're the one who wants to get to Lawn Bowls 2024.
Absolutely. Right, don't ruin my dreams.
All right, here we go. Costumes you wear starting with D.
Dress. It's a dress, like a glitter dress.
I was going to say Dracula, but...
Yeah, Donald Trump.
You look disappointed yeah. with that answer.
No, I'll take it because that
this is
means...
He was, see how he said he was wanting Donald Trump? That's the one he was looking for.
Donald, come on, I'm just giving you an example, you know.
But well done, Maddie.
Donald Duck costume.
Donald Duck, that would have worked too. There's heaps of answers.
The dress you do. I can't fight it.
That means... It's a tiebreaker.
Oh, God.
Geez, Isaac will be proud of you. He would be very proud you've got to this stage.
How many tiebreaks does he usually get to?
He's won a fair few in the last couple of times we've played, which was 2 years ago, so.
All right.
Oh, go easy,
for
folks.
The win. Items in this room.
Oh.
Oh.
Starting with S.
Spoon.
Oh, there's no spoon. I don't see a spoon.
There's
a spoon. Damn it.
Congratulations, Herbie.
Yeah. I'm a sort of...
Well done, Maddie. Congratulations.
Hey, no, it's fun. Well. Guys, you're great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you are the wizard. Keep on doing what you do, Herbie. Congratulations.
You, thank you. I've won.
You know, you've beat one of the nicest guys in the world. So
yeah, I feel great about it.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh... had a very interesting thought the other day about mm-hmm. something I think many of us have done when we were kids, I yep. suppose. But it's interesting, so I want to... Well, there's no better way to put this. I want to jump in the shower with you.
All right, let's do it. Let's get in.
Ooh, a bit hot.
That is. I like a cold shower. You're jumping on the cold showers now, aren't you?
Well, I did one because I was steaming hot off the gym session. When you're so overheated that you need to have a cold shower just to cool down? That's what I was at. I'm
you're
not
right
like
that?
You.
That's good.
Yeah, lukewarm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
What's on your mind, bud?
you know, as kids, when you have sleepovers, probably more middle of primary school.
Yeah, yeah.
And instead of sleeping next to them, you sleep head to toe.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Who decided the head was better next to the feet?
Because even, like, why didn't everyone just think, like, let's just put a pillow between us?
Yeah. I hate feet. I don't want feet in my face. Yeah. But when I was six, I was happy for it. Yeah. You stay down that end, and I'll stay down this end. Like, as adults.
Is it all,
if you went over to your mate's house, and it happens all the time, you share beds now, wherever you end up.
Yeah.
If you were like, oh, hey, Jack, do you mind?
Head to toe.
Feet first, thanks, Frank.
I don't know. That is a good one.
Yeah.
I haven't had one, right? Yeah. So if I was to say to you, like a correct answer and wrong answer, what colours would you associate with correct?
Green.
And what would you say is wrong?
Red.
Who came up, like, was that... Is it? Did everyone just universally agree with that?
Yeah.
At some stage, like you would never see, like if someone used blue for correct, you'd be thrown.
You'd be going, hang on a second, how many drinks has this person had?
Yellow for incorrect, you'd be like, what?
It's.
Do you know what I mean? Like, who decided that we just associate green with good and red with wrong?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all.
I'm not. It honestly keeps me up.
It's like, you know, I've been having salmon a lot for dinner.
Yeah.
And I always think about fish because I like fish. And our people go, oh, you know, tuna fish. Why don't we say chicken bird?
Ah.
Like why does fish come with the tuna? And nothing
tuna
else?
Tuna fish. Is that because not enough people know what fish are?
Probably.
Everyone's just eating the poultry. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home at K-Rock 955.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Who am I?
Who
am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
All right, Herbie, as I was just saying before, Scarlett Johansson suing Disney.
Yes.
This is because the way they released her movie. So are you familiar with what's happened?
Well, which one is her movie?
Black Widow.
That's the one.
Yeah, yeah. So basically they based the franchise all around her as well, part of the Marvel Universe or whatever.
That's it, Marvel.
They said if it did well at the box office that she would get like a bonus and $50 million essentially.
Yeah, which she probably doesn't need.
No. But because of everything that's going on, they released it on Disney Plus. And they also did a bit of a release at cinemas, but obviously not a lot of people
could
go.
Smaller, the only ones that could go, yeah.
And it sort of flunked, so she's suing based on that. So.
Do you know what, Scarlett? Shut up.
To be fair, take
the money you've earned and just be grateful that you've got that money, because people are doing it tough at the moment.
That's true.
And your movie still got released. You didn't get cut from it.
Mm. I don't know. If $50 million was left on the table, I'm sure her agent and all of her other people are going to go, let's get that money.
Doesn't this make her look a little bit bad, though? Like, maybe people won't want to work with her now because of it?
That's a good point. Because the big companies have no money.
She's gotten greedy. She's bloody greedy, Scarlett.
Anyway, so this film is based off people who have sued or been sued. Celebrities that have sued or been sued.
Okay.
I think this is the most gettable list of all. So we've got to get through 10 within the minute. I'll give you clues. Can't say who the person is.
Okay.
And you just have to tell me who it is.
Okay.
All right. We're working together as a team.
I know,
here.
I'm trusting you here, and I'm backing you in, can get this.
I'm backing you
in. That's it, we're
in.
A team.
All right.
I'm nervous.
1 minute on the clock. Let's do it. Most famous one out of Modern Family?
I don't know her name.
All right, pass then.
Pass.
Sung about.
Sophia, whatever her name is.
Vergara.
Yeah,
that's good enough. She's a big famous singer.
Taylor Swift, Beyonce.
Taylor Swift, yeah. Was in The Hunger Games.
What's her name? I can't get it yet. I'll come back to it.
Pass. Was really famous, then had a bit of issue with, you know, some substances.
Britney Spears.
No. Actor.
Actor.
Mean Girls.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan.
Bend It Like Beckham, but...
Keira Knightley.
Yep. She's praying.
Kesha.
Best looking out of the Kardashians.
Kim, Khloe, Kourtney, Kendall.
Oh, yeah. Kendall Jenner, yeah. Wanted to be a prince, then took her husband away from the family.
Wanted to be a prince?
A princess, rather.
Oh, what's her name? Rachel.
No, like...
Megan.
Yeah. famous pirate, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Jack. Orlando Bloom.
Johnny Depp.
Oh. What is Jennifer? Hunger Games.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence. And we were only two away. That's probably our best so far.
I love Hunger Games too, but I couldn't think of her name. Oh. Jennifer.
So, you know what? We're getting there. Short.
Your clues? Well done. My guessing? Not as great.
I reckon you did pretty well.
Thank you.
Praying. I thought you'd get that one.
I loved it. You even did the action. So yeah, I was like, yeah. I know, because we do sing it in the studio off air. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and
Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. The other day, Herbie, we sort of had a sneaking suspicion that someone in the office wasn't being entirely truthful with us.
Correct.
That person is Chandra Llewellyn from the newsroom. Welcome.
Hello. What a welcome that was.
Well, this is the hard thing, Chandra. You tell the facts and we don't think you've been giving us all the facts.
Is that so?
You're keeping something hidden, I think. So the other day, Eastern Beach, a yacht ended up on shore, didn't it? It got blown on.
And we started discussing...
Having boats?
Yeah, boats would be nice.
Yeah.
And yachts.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a joke, Josh, what comment did you make
as a
joke?
Oh, did you have a catamaran as a kid, Chandra? And you said, yeah, we did.
Well, we did.
Now, that is, to me, that sounds like an expensive boat.
It does, because you and I weren't expecting that response. It was one of those ones we throw out all the time, line that people chuckle at. But you gave us a truthful answer.
When I was little. Of
course, you sailed when you were little. Okay. Did you have a pony as well, you know?
You know what? I didn't get a pony because I got a yacht.
This is what got us thinking, because... Mm. We catch the bus from Eastern Beach, and when I say we, Chandra, I say me, because you actually get Ubers.
And so how much money are you on? And we thought, is it just us that think Chandra is rich?
Yeah.
So we went around the office and we asked, do you think Chandra's low-key rich? here's what we got.
Barry, do you think Chandra's low-key rich?
Chandra, well, I do. I'm not a jewellery person, but I see someday she walks in with some pretty spectacular bling, and I'm not sure where she's getting it from, but I don't think she'd be getting it from Kmart. Let's just say that.
Bilbo, do you think Chandra is low-key rich?
Yeah, I think she's loaded. Apparently she showed me photos back in South Africa and her family just has this huge majesty with all these horse stables, like acreage, thousands of acres.
Jamie, do you think that Chandra is low-key rich?
Do you know what? I think she actually might be because coming back to her first day here, they did ask me to roll out the red carpet as a limousine approached and she got out of it.
Now,
they're not our words. They're your colleagues.
As a journalist, we just need you to, I guess, say, is it fact or fiction, really?
Are you low-key rich?
Well, define rich.
Oh, that's a rich person thing to say. That is a rich person. It's not my money. It's my parents' money.
Are you paying taxes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't sure about that one. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home at K-Rock 955.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. What happened this week with Herbie and Josh?
Some important news.
This is important news.
Very important.
Welcoming into the studio from the newsroom, our favourite Herbie, that's for sure. Chandra,
well, Chandra, how's it going?
Doing well. Busy day for you, obviously.
Yeah, pretty busy day as always, but it's good.
Well, it's going to get busier because we need this quiz to be run by you.
Look, challenge accepted. I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
Absolutely. First to three.
A little nervous because we've asked you to step up the pressure too. So this really could.
Yeah, I did take that into account. So oh, I was no. like. Ooh.
Might come back to bite us on the butt there, Josh.
Yeah, alrighty.
All right. So question number one, we're going to start easy. We're going to ease into it. How many cases in Victoria today?
Josh, I'm going to go three.
Yes, correct.
Oh, good one. I didn't see it.
I thought six for a second.
Do you know what the problem is? I'm now focusing on New South Wales.
Yeah.
Because I know we're in the clear. Yeah. Anywho.
Oh, touch wood, by the way. Don't you mention the words in the clear in a pandemic. I can tell you that one's for free.
All right. Next one. What animal was spotted on the road at Grovedale this morning?
Herbie.
Yeah.
It's got to be a quirky one.
Wouldn't be a kangaroo.
It wouldn't be. You see, Roos. Oh, no, it would be. Don't do that. Don't. Josh does this all the time in every game.
I actually don't know.
I'm going to lock in kangaroo.
She's got it.
Oh, damn it. Was it. I thought it would be like an echidna or something.
See, that's why I got you, because I was like.
Did you?
They wouldn't think a kangaroo because.
This is the thing. You all play mind games then. Josh does this every game.
I was on your side.
I was going to step it up. I wanted to compete.
She's done well. All right.
Here we go.
This one we should know. What is the name of the Geelong rower that competed this morning?
We were speaking about him.
You just need to get his first name. I'll give you that.
Herbie?
Yes.
Simon?
No.
No?
Is it Josh?
No.
No. That's Josh Dunkley-Smith.
Well, no, who is it?
Angus Whittingham.
Congratulations, Angus.
Yeah, well done. Doing us proud. Well done.
Doing us proud. All right, so the next one.
This is harder.
What washed up on Eastern Beach this week?
Josh.
Oh, yeah, Josh.
Oh, yacht.
Oh.
Jesus, you do that.
I don't think it clicked in her head.
Adjudicator.
All right.
2-1.
I don't know what happened there. Anywho.
I can only go with
what
the official
said. I don't know if this quiz
is
getting harder or if there's something going on.
All right. Lucky last one. Let's go. What social media platform was down this morning?
Josh.
Herbie
got that.
Oh, are you working in rewind?
I know the answer, but I'll go to Josh because I.
Yeah, Josh, go.
Snapchat.
Correct.
Do you know how I know this? Because I deleted my app. I was that idiot that thought mine's not working, and then deleted it. Turned my phone off around 8 times when I don't even use it. But it was just one came to me, so I thought I'm important.
It's probably just a habit. Apparently they received like 10,000 complaints before 9 o'clock this morning.
People are still using it.
People are Snapchatting.
Wow.
We're Snapchatting away.
Well, it's a lot more secretive for things, you know?
Oh, okay.
Not that I know.
All right. Well, it sounds like no wonder you were desperate to get on. Chandra, thanks so much for your help. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
You are a basketball fan, so I'm going to need your help with this one. Because it's an interesting read, but I think I might get some names, some teams wrong.
Yeah, cool.
So the guy who just won the MVP...
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yeah, there's a book.
He was last year's MVP.
Last year. There's a book about to be released, Giannis, The Improbable Rise of an NBA MVP by Miron Fader.
Yeah.
And it has a lot of excerpts from his coach, from the Milwaukee Bucks. So that is Jason Kidd is the...
Yeah, he used to be the coach. Famous player,
Now, it's some interesting techniques that he did as a coach. So he believed in unity, that they were a team. And he came up with this idea that if one person made a mistake, then the whole team was punished. So if one person was at fault at training...
Because you're a team.
Yeah, they'd all have to do the punishment together. But how it started is the crazy part, because they go on, and this is read from the actual book itself, that it's all because of a group chat fail.
A group chat fail. So they all got punished.
So it's, a group chat. So at one point, center Thon Maker didn't have an iPhone, messing
He's
up the,
Australian
team's...
Dude. Yeah, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Messing up the team's Blue Bubble iPhone group chat. Kidd was upset about it and made the team run because Kidd felt that the Maker not getting an iPhone was an example of the team not being united.
Oh, jeez.
And then from then on, every punishment was everyone had to do it together.
No wonder he got fired. You can't tell a bloke to buy a different phone. Like, geez.
But how annoying. Like, group chats, they're annoying itself. And if one person in that group chat doesn't have an Android, doesn't have an iPhone, so it's not blue, that would frustrate me.
Well, yeah, I don't get it because I'm an Android. I'm a Pixel guy.
But you also don't get involved in too many group chats.
No, I mute them.
Yeah,
I'll jump in when I want.
You'll observe from the sidelines in silence. Yeah, you're that creepy guy.
Oh, I just jump in and there's like 100 missed messages. I'm like, I'm not going to read them.
Have you ever seen people have the mistakes in their group chats?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
when a mishap, like you've sent...
I've seen some unsent messages, but I never know.
Not in it?
Yeah, yeah.
When I had this beauty once, and it wasn't me, thankfully. So it was my ex's family had a big group chat, and I was part of it. So once you start dating, you get included.
Oh,
and
that's the worst group chat. That one's so muted.
They are terrible because this family didn't shut up. They loved it.
Okay.
And his younger sister started dating an older guy, like well older, twice her age, which was fine. Okay. The family was questioning the relationship to start with. Anywho, one afternoon, it was like a Tuesday, wasn't even a weekend, a message came through from her partner, the older guy, and it was a pretty open image of himself. And he said, "Can't wait for you."
Oh no!
To get
and
home,
mum and dad are there.
Mum, dad, no. Grandma, cousins, grandparents are on it. And so I'm at home. I'm like you on the sideline, going, "I don't need to speak. It's not my family watching." And then she writes in there, "Oops, sorry about the previous message. I've deleted it, but don't worry about it. It meant nothing." Meant nothing.
Your
grandma's seen your boyfriend.
There's no coming back.
No.
You got to marry that guy now.
Imagine Christmas. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock
955. Yeah. Let's get your thoughts, Herbs. Let's do it.
Wrap up the week.
Yeah, nothing. No,
nice
no,
yeah. Bundle.
Yes. All righty. Having a drink after a social sporting event.
Where do you think I sit on this one, Josh?
You don't even do the sport.
You say drink, I'm there, you know? I went to a gym.
Responsibly, of course.
Oh, definitely. I joined a gym once and I was a bit iffy about it, but did a really hard training session and it was a Friday and then finished and the trainer goes, "Anyone want a Corona?" And I thought,
"Oh, really?
Yes, this is the gym for me. Thank you, I'll be signing up."
So gym instructors talked about how if you want to develop and you want to get fitter and stronger, drinking alcohol is basically ruining that.
Okay.
So it's been proven to reduce performance, impact muscle development and increase risk of injury when exercising.
We sort of know that, don't you?
I think, well, it's inferred, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
You're not going to be a better athlete while drinking.
That's right. They're not drinking before a big game, are they?
Yeah. On your marks, get set, 1 second, shot,
anyway,
go.
Whatever you do, responsibly do it. Wearing shorts on a plane.
Nah, yeah. I'm a sweater.
I need some aeration at times. I know yourself, you'd be a short guy.
Oh, it gets too hot on a plane.
It does, especially when you're just doing, what do you call it, economy people.
Yeah.
We don't have leg space. You're close to the person next to you.
And also, those little aircon things don't do anything. Oh. And I feel like the air smells something weird.
And when the person in front of you or behind you close their vents and you go, well, you think my little circle's going to get enough air for me?
It's a team effort here, guys. It's a team effort. So basically, a flight attendant's come out and saying, don't wear shorts on a plane because of all the germs that are like around your seat and stuff and when you sit down and all the germs that are in the air while you're on the plane.
Yeah, but it also can toughen you up. It's like eating dirt. Sometimes you just have to do it.
Sometimes, yeah.
Risk it.
Okay, fair call. I don't know how often you're eating dirt, but we'll talk about your troubled conditions afterwards. Driving your car onto the beach.
Yeah, nah. Wouldn't think so. Wouldn't think so, unless you're planning a trip and you've got a four-wheel drive and that's the point of the drive. You wouldn't want to end up on a beach.
No. So a car's been spotted submerged in water near North Shore.
No.
This morning, yep.
Just the other day we had a yacht on the shore. Now we've got a car in the shore.
Yeah, P-plater. So they reckon they've maybe accidentally accelerated and gone off and then onto the beach.
There you go.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
You'd hope so. Or sometimes they can leave the handbrake off when they go shopping.
Do you reckon that? I've seen a few cars.
I saw it once going down a street. I was like, there's no one driving that. And then I quickly realised, no, there's not, because the handbrake's off and it was just going down.
And you did nothing about it?
Well, I didn't. Yeah. I watched someone else do it and said, you beauty.
You're that person with a camera. Oh, this is going to go viral. Me and Josh driving home at K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.